It's another edition of the Petawawa Toyota and 104.9 MyFM Local Legend program. I'm Emma Butler, and our guest this week is Lana Gore, who created Walk for Her to help each year during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. How are you doing today, Lana?
I am great.
Yeah? All right, let's get into it. So, where did it all start?
In 2021, I was working for a local organization that unfortunately was closed. And due to the non-events happening in the area, I wanted to create something that boosted community spirit again. So I had a very dear friend of mine, Maria, who had breast cancer, and we decided we would do an event. And she said that she couldn't run, but she could walk. So there we created Walk for Her. We planned the event in 6 weeks, raising $13,000. Sadly, 6 days after the event, Maria passed away. So after the event was over, I decided that we needed to continue to do the event. And in January of 2022, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so it made it even more of a passion for me to raise funds that go to our local Pembroke Regional Hospital, and we donated those funds to the Cancer Care Campaign. And this is our fourth annual event, and in 3 years we've raised over $64,000 for the hospital, and this year we have another big goal to hit, which will be announced at our special launch that we're having this year on March 21st at Fitzy's.
When I see things like this, I really appreciate how much you've put into this and how much people have put into this, because it's an important thing.
Absolutely. Most people don't know that 1 in 8 women are diagnosed with breast cancer every year. So actually every more than that. So we need to bring notice to breast cancer and for all cancers, and especially in this area, people love to promote locally. So having a local event, our event is actually happening on October the 5th, Saturday, October the 5th at Shady Nook Recreational Center. And it is a walk, so you can come out, you can do one lap, you can do 100 laps, and we invite you to bring your family out, help us to recognize survivors, caregivers, and just come out as a community and support the Pembroke Regional Hospital Foundation.
Yeah. So you've been doing this, you said, 4 years?
This is our fourth event, yep.
And it's one every year, I'm
assuming? Absolutely. So we hold it in October, because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so we invite the public to wear pink. You don't have to. During Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October is when we usually have our event. And there will be smaller events happening out throughout the year. In order for us to raise our goal this year, which is $50,000, which we will be announcing a little more formally at our launch, but it is a pretty big goal. But the hospital needs some pretty important equipment, which we have jumped on board to help raise funds for that.
Awesome. With that, how do people get involved if they want to be more than just, someone who shows up to walk? How do they get involved with that?
Well, there's many ways you can get involved. So you can sign up for the event. It's always, you can sign up for free at www.walkforher.ca, or you can contact me. I can show you some sponsorship opportunities that we have. Sponsorships range in all different denominations, or you can donate items. We have a silent auction the date of the event, which raises a really good amount of funds. But again, walkforher.ca is the best way to find out more information, to register, and you can contact myself for more information.
So you've been doing this for 4 years, and you were
4 years, and we don't. My ultimate goal, if we were to raise the $50,000 this year, we would be well over $100,000 in 4 years. If we do not raise the $50,000, my ultimate goal is to raise $100,000 for the hospital. That's my personal goal. As a community, I think if we come together, we have no problem with raising those funds.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. Mm-hmm. I know lots of people who this isn't something small. This is something very big that you've
absolutely
put together.
And Walk for Her. Somebody will say to me, "Well, what is Walk for Her?" Walk for Her isn't just a woman who has breast cancer. Walk for Her can be anybody. Walk for Her could be your mom, your grandmother, your sister, your aunt, your father, your grandfather, your brother. It has touched everybody. So my Her just happens to be my friend, my cousin, my mother. There's many, many of us that we've all been touched by cancer. I don't think I've ran into anybody who has not been touched by cancer. So for who is your Her, it depends.
Yeah. No, like that. And so this is something you do outside of work. You work, I'm assuming.
Oh, I do work. Right. I work full time Monday through Friday. This is something that I do as my passion. And it's something I'm very proud of, and I'm not going to stop. I've been a volunteer for many, many years. I volunteered for the Canadian Cancer Society for 17 years before I took on this event as on my own. So,
thank you so much for joining us today for our Local Legend program. It was nice speaking with you. I hope we can do it again soon.
Absolutely, anytime.